Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Tennessee House is short two members today. Last night, lawmakers expelled two Democratic members, Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, for leading chants for gun reform on the State House floor. The recent shooting at the Covenant School killed six in Nashville. Melissa Brown is covering this. She's state government and politics reporter for The Tennessean. Melissa, hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Let's first listen to Tennessee lawmaker Gloria Johnson, Democrat, about her two colleagues being expelled, but not her.
It might have to do with the color of our skin.
Now, Johnson is white. She faced expulsion along with Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, who are black. What's the response been to Gloria Johnson's framing of this?
You know, this morning I was at a press conference called by the General Assembly Black Caucus, who met to really decry the actions of yesterday. Obviously, since expulsion was floated a few days ago, they have vigorously defended their colleagues. But I think there's a particular concern that the two youngest black lawmakers were forced out of the General Assembly yesterday. And, you know, allegations of political bullying dating back through the session for the last several months were levied this morning. There's a lot of concern among Democratic lawmakers about the reduction of an already minority caucus.
And what about the response more broadly, you know, across the state capitol, across the state?
Definitely. I think there are a lot of concerns. Interestingly, the three lawmakers who were up for expulsion each represent one of the grand divisions of Tennessee, and with Representatives Pearson and Jones coming from Memphis and Nashville, they represent very diverse cities, democratically held cities that especially in recent months and recent years have felt continually sidelined by a supermajority Republican power in the legislature that has really been amassing more and more strength and sort of wielding that power against Democratic voters, I think, in these city strongholds.
On the Republican side of the aisle in the State House, let's now take a listen to Cameron Sexton, the House Speaker.
This has nothing to do about the protest outside of the House chamber or the protest outside the Capitol. This is about these three members' actions on the House floor, how they shut us down, and how they led protests from the House chamber to those in the balcony.
Melissa, tell us more about the argument to expel these members.
Sure. So the argument to expel these members rests on the point that Republicans make that the trio broke House rules and House decorum on March 30th during a House session. It should be noted that this House session occurred just 3 days after the Covenant shooting, and tensions and emotions were very high already. The Capitol was filled with hundreds of protesters. It was a very chaotic situation. And in that March 30th session, the trio, who grew frustrated that they felt that the House was moving on with regular business instead of focusing on the issue of potential gun reform legislation, they approached the well, which is the podium where lawmakers speak from, without being recognized. And House leadership said that that was an unprecedented break of House rules and House decorum.
All right. And let's listen briefly to Justin Jones, now the former representative, speaking on the floor yesterday.
Because your overreaction, your flexing of false power has awakened a generation of people who will let you know that your time is up.
So, Melissa, briefly, what happens next to Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and their political careers?
It's a good question. I mean, the interesting thing is that this is not a permanent expulsion. Expulsion in and of itself does not disqualify someone from holding office in the General Assembly. And actually, both men could be reappointed to fill their seats within days. The Constitution gives the General Assembly the right to discipline its members, but it also gives a county electoral body the right to fill interim sort of open seats. And then even if they're not tapped for an interim appointment, they could run for re-election in their districts. And it should be noted they previously won their seats in landslide elections. Already this morning, we're seeing nearly two dozen national council members who have pledged to tap Justin Jones to retake his seat in the interim next week. which is more than the simple majority he would need in the Metro Council. They really could return to this legislature within days, within weeks, and possibly once a special election is held for the remainder of a term. And I think we're just watching over the next few days, over the next few weeks, how it all plays out.
Wow. Could be back soon. Melissa Brown is state government and politics reporter for the Tennessean. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.